All right, you guys, so I'm sitting here thinking that I'm not getting my point across on my videos. I guess there's just a lot going on, you know. We've been lied to so bad through the centuries. I mean, centuries, right? So, where I see things right now is actually that they have found a way to use power to open up these two pillars, the arc over the two pillars, which is a 69 arc gateway. Really hard to explain what I see and what I'm seeing. But they're letting the demons through. They're going to try to create an army to fight God and take his throne. I know that sounds crazy. But from all the decoding I've done for a long time, it's just a fact. I mean, I don't know how to even get it across any better. I guess I'm not the greatest video maker, whatever, but anyway, so these two pillars were broken by God. It's like a battery, you know, and he broke the two pill the arch the energy between the two so that the demons could not come through. And they've found a way to repair the ark, and they're coming through. All these fucking stories about people being shot, no one's being shot. It has to do with these two pillars, and they're bringing in the demons through it. They're creating an army, and everybody's wondering why all these, you know, shootings are fake and stuff. Well, there's something going on for real. There is something going on, and it's letting the demons, fallen angels, whatever, through, right? I mean, come on. I mean, all these movies that we've been watching for the last couple, 3, 4 years, zombies and, you know, just the dead rising and movies about killing the beast and all these fucking stories in the news about, you know, women with bats going after the cops and all this stuff is about, it's just about going against the beast. You know, it's all biblical. The Jews play out the Bible. Listen, the Jews are Satan's seed line, okay? They're not Israelites, okay? They're Babylonian Jews. They're Talmud. All the stuff that they go by, it has to do with Satan. It's just satanic. And they pretend to be like, they pretend to keep feasts and all the stuff, you know. No. They're Satan's kids, okay? So they're letting in the demons and all this stuff to fight God, and it's going on right now. I don't know how to make it any more clear. I've tried to make videos. You know, I can't even hardly get subscribers. I can't get anyone to listen to me. But what's going on right now is they are letting these fallen angels and demons through. And nine, you know, not, I always tell everybody, you know, three is Satan, nine is Isis, and Horus is six, the sun, right? And he represents Satan as a child, the child Satan, just as Jesus was a child God, right? So, you know, all this stuff is so crazy. I don't even, like, I could just go into details and bore everybody about the Bible and all this stuff, right? It does no good because no one wants to listen to it. I could make hours of videos, but no one wants to hear about the Bible and all that kind of thing, right? But we're living in these times where all this is going down, and they're using CERN to create a massive, huge energy force to connect this battery, to fix the battery between these two pillars to let the demons in. And they are going to try to fight God, and they are going to try to, you know. And I talk about sodomy all the time, but these people are sodomites. They believe if you sodomize each other, you get power. They use it for going over the rainbow, astral travel. You know, they sodomize each other, and they actually use it for MK Ultra. to control each other, to create multiple personalities, to traumatize. They don't work like we do. You know, you gotta stop thinking that they think like we do. They don't. All right. So, going over the rainbow is actually like trans. They can actually leave their bodies and go past the veil and experience the other side, but they do it through sodomy. Okay. We use the Holy Spirit. We can experience God through the Holy Spirit, right? They cannot. They know they're never going to go to heaven. They know they're not going to be let in because they're the seed of Satan. I don't know how to get that through to people's heads. They are the seed of Satan. Cain was the child of Eve and Satan. You know, the Judeo-Christian churches are not going to tell you this stuff, right? They're not going to tell you. And we've been deceived through, you know, the Masons and the Jews have taken over all the churches for so long that they have all their henchmen in. You think you're like TBN? You're watching TBN and you think they're telling you the truth? They're not! They're not telling you the truth. They're put there to deceive you with truth. They give you a little truth, right? And then they don't tell you the whole thing. Guess what? We live in a glass dome firmament. Okay? There is no outer space. There is no ISS. There is none of that. NASA is a satanic joke lie. All right, people? There is no vast outer space. Go read the Book of Enoch. Okay? Stars are angels. All right? The wandering stars are the planets that decided not to take their place, and they're the planets. And guess what? They're named after pagan gods. How about that? How about that? Use some common sense. You know? Come on. You've been lied to so many times. I mean, people reporting on stuff like truther, stop taking the news and making it truth and making reporting on it as truth. There is no truth in the media. They script all the news, okay? Yeah, maybe on your local level there's things going on that are true, right? Not on the national level. They code it all. You guys just don't know the code. Okay? Stop reporting the news as truth. Just stop. It blows my fucking mind that you guys, you truthers out there, are reporting from the news, quoting the news. The news. Guess what the news is? North, east, southwest. The four angels at the four corners of the earth. Get it? Humans are not writing the news. Humans don't write the news. All right? There is a force out there of the fallen angels that are writing the news. And you're reporting on it as truth, right? I'm going to tell you a little secret. They can't get into heaven ever again, so they're going to try to force their way into heaven, right? And they're going to lie and cheat and steal, wouldn't you, if you were going to be casted out into the outer darkness? Right. So, you know what? Stop reporting the news as truth. I'm tired of making stupid videos and, you know, doing all this crap. There's no getting through to people, I swear. I mean, people are brainwashed. You're mental. We live in a fucking mental institution called the Earth. And if you're a truther, guess what? You're high functioning. You're sitting at the high functioning table at the mental institution. If you get some of it. Okay? There's a thing called the XX Gateway, 69 Arc. That is the gateway between here and God, here and hell. They're trying to transverse and bust open the hell gate so that they can bring in their fallen angels and their demons. You see the XX gate in every movie. You see the XX everywhere, right? X-Men! Don't come on my channel and tell me about, you know, Japheth and Shem and all this crap, okay? There's more to Noah than his three sons, okay? There's the pre-Adamite blacks. There's the pre-Adamite Asians. All right? There are no offspring from Noah that are black. All right? That's just a fact. Just because you don't know it and because you haven't studied it does not mean it's not true. Okay? All right? So, there were pre-Adamites. The blacks. There were pre-Adamites. The Asians. Cain, who had sex with Eve, Satan, who had sex with Eve, created Cain, right? So, then he left the garden and created huge civilizations with the Asians, right? So now we have Jews who are not Israelites, but they are Turkish mongrels from Asia. Okay? So that's what's going on with that. Hey, I'm just going to hand you the punk rock style that I am, my truth, all right? That's how I roll. But you guys are seriously, if you are listening to your Judeo-Christian churches who have been taken over by the Masons, who have been taken over by the Shabbos goys who work for the Jews, and you believe them, you believe them. I don't. We have been lied to on a scale that is unimaginable, and our brains can't even deal with it. It's like a mental problem. All right? So, you guys need to understand. Right now, all the news stories are about, you know what, there's a lot of news stories that I break down, and I'm not going to go into details right now, but they're all biblical. A woman that's naked today, okay, from what, the Bronx, she comes out, she goes after a cop, she's naked, she's 66 at 6 o'clock, 666, and she shoots a cop. That's called the woman going after the beast, the scarlet woman on the beast, the harlot. They play the Bible out all the time. Why? Because they are Jews, and they know the Bible better than you. But they're Babylonian Jews. They're not Israelites. All right? They lived next to the true Jews in Assyria, back way back, okay? They learned the ways of the Israelites, and they're faking it. They're not real Jews. Can you figure this out? Can you get it? Can you? Learn history, okay? The Edomites. They're Edomites. King Herod was an Edomite. Judas was an Edomite. The rest of the apostles were not. They were Galatians. They were the true Jews. If you want to call someone a Jew, the Galatians, the Judites, all the apostles, Jesus wasn't a Jew. He was a Galatian. These Jews have no Israelite blood, okay? I have people coming on my channel telling me, blacks come from Shem and get Japheth and the sons of Noah. No, you don't get a black man from a white man. They were pre-Adamites. How fucking hard is that to understand? All I know is I'm sitting here. I'm just talking because I'm frustrated because of the stupidity of this world. You know? You gotta be kidding me right now that you guys believe all this crap. Don't come on my channel and tell me that blacks came from Ham when no black can come from a white person. Okay? You're stupid and ignorant. The blacks were pre-Adamites, okay? They have a place in God's kingdom, maybe outside of the walls, you know. They're not Israel. Jesus came to save Israel. He didn't write the epistles to Africa. He didn't write the epistles to Asia. He wrote them to Israel. The white. Adam was ruddy in the face. Jesus is the second Adam. David even says he was ruddy in the face. The line of Jesus and the line of Adam are white. And all you black people who think that you're Jews, you are Jews because you're not. You know what? There's a lot of Jews that are blacks because they mixed races. Yeah, they do. They mixed races. So you have black Jews, you have yellow Jews, you have white Jews. But true Israel came from Adam. All right? Satan's seed came from Satan and Eve. The Canaanites, who are the Phoenicians, who are the, who, okay, they're Edomites. Esau married into the Hittite women in the Canaanite bloodline, right? And lost their bloodline to Satan. And the Jews hate Jacob. They hate Jacob and they want. Notice in the news all the name Jacob, and he dies all the time with these stupid names, like this kid who died and was shot. And all these people came to his funeral. Batman and all these superheroes. The superheroes are Jews. Anyone who the Jews say that are good or bad in the movies, and all the heroes are bad to the Israelites. Okay? And all the bad guys are the good guys to the Israelites. But do you think the Jews are going to make movies for the Israelites? No, they're not. Wake up and grow up. Who's the enemy? The white man is the enemy. The Israelites are the enemy of the Jews. What do you think all this immigration is about? To destroy the white race. To destroy the white race because they hate us. And it's easier to mongrelize us than kill us, right? Oh, they would love to kill us, but it would be even greater to destroy our race and mongrelize us than to kill us and destroy God's creation. We are the sons of God. We are his children. Don't come on my channel and tell me about Shem and Japheth and all this crap. They're all white. The blacks were the pre-Adamites. The Asians were the pre-Adamites. Cain was King Sargon, who went to Asia and created massive civilizations. We're surrounded in this world right now, Israelites. by Asians and blacks and Jews, Shabbos goys who work for the Jews, who want us destroyed and want to see us dead, destroyed, our whole race destroyed. And I have people coming on my channel who are Israelites and they don't even know who they are. Fighting me and telling me what to say and what to do and how I'm wrong. No, I'm not. We live under Saturnian law in this country, whether you know it or not, because of Phoenician, Canaanite, fucking Edomite Jews. Worship Baal. Bel, Saturn, Satan. And we live under their laws. And guess what? The Vatican is Saturnian. And we live under their laws. Look it up. Look up and quit making me spoon feed you what the Saturnian law is. Go look it up. Okay? Pope wears a Saturn hat. The whole Vatican is completely pagan. So many people in my family, you know, so many telling me they don't even know who they worship. They don't know what the Vatican does. They don't even know. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you it all. Go look it up. Go read it. Go figure it out. What are all the damn symbols in their church? They're all pagan symbols. Don't ask me and my family to go to your baptisms because I won't go. I'm not going to walk into a pagan Catholic church. I don't care if the people at the bottom don't even know what the top is doing. I don't care. Go figure it out. It's all pagan. There is a such thing as a vortex 69 gateway between the two pillars. They're letting the demons in right now. And all these shootings that are going on right now. And you can't figure out why all the truthers cannot figure out they're lying and it doesn't add up. Because there's something going on at these shootings, but not what you think. If you understand the code, you will understand that they are bringing in the demons, and they know what they're doing. And they've put all, the Jews have put all their people, the cops, all of them at the top. They've put them up, they have elevated them, they're all liars, and they work all together, okay? There is a conspiracy on that. But nope. You got all these channels talking about how they're lying, this and that. But they never know why, do they? They never know what's going on. They can never tell you why they're lying. Could it be because there's something way bigger than that going on? Oh, they're birthing their Antichrist, and they want the Antichrist, and they think that they're going to win. They think they're going to overcome God. They think they're going to take his throne because they have no other way to get into heaven. They know it. The only way they're going to get into heaven is to overthrow God and take his throne. Right? So can you blame them for trying? No, you can't. And that's what they're doing. And for all of you, you know, my name, Bellfire, is because my name's Bella, and I'm on fire for God. And all of you people who come to me and tell me that I'm Bell, I have my name after Bell Saturn, and whatever, you know. Why would I fight these people and work my ass off to try to tell you guys what's going on and name myself after Satan? No, Nope, I'm not going to change my name and comfort all of you. Nope, I'm going to go by my name because God gave it to me and I'm going to go by it. And my name is Bella. And I fight for the Lord and I'm on fire for God. And guess what? The fire is coming for them. Read Obadiah. Jacob will destroy Edom, and the Edomites are Jews. It's coming to that time where Jacob will destroy the Edomites. Hear me, because they are. It's going to happen, and they know it's coming. You bet I'm Bella. Fire! Because the fire is coming for them. You get it? God said he was going to destroy their entire DNA. Their entire tree. Which is a person. It's a being.